This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman.
It's Tuesday, March 26th. On today's show, how to protect yourself from scams. Yeah, it's a sad truth. Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated. They're preying on unsuspecting victims through calls, texts, emails, even social media. First and foremost, you need to know the signs of a scam. Scammers are often using official-looking letters or pictures of identification with badges to gain your trust. They might call, text, email, write, or message you on social media, claiming to be from a government agency like the Social Security Administration or SSA's Office of the Inspector General. They might use the name of a real person who really works there, and they might send a picture or attachment as so-called proof. In fact, no government agency will ever threaten you with arrest or legal action because you don't agree to pay money immediately. Nobody from the Social Security Administration, for example, will ever threaten to suspend your Social Security number. People have fallen for that. Nobody from any government agency will ever say that you need to provide them with your personal information. They should already have it. Or your bank account number or your password in order to get money or benefits. Nobody from any government agency will ever pressure you to do anything immediately, including that you answer their questions. Nobody from any government agency will ever threaten to, say, seize your bank account. Nobody from any government agency will ever offer to move your money to a so-called protected bank account. And nobody from any government agency will ever demand secrecy. They'll never tell you, for example, don't tell your spouse about this phone call. Don't tell your children. Nobody from any government agency will ever tell you that. And no government agency personnel will ever contact you via social media. Nobody from any government agency will ever ask you to pay anything. And so watch out if they demand or even just merely suggest that you pay any so-called bill or invoice, and that you do so with a gift card or a prepaid debit card or a wire transfer or using crypto or by mailing cash. No real government agency would ever do any of this. And if you ever hear from anybody who claims to be from a government agency, be skeptical. Assume that they're a crook and not really from the government. Scamsters often impersonate real employees of the government. They give you a phone number, they tell you to call it. But when you do, you're actually calling the scammer's accomplice. Or they tell you to click on a link to a government website, but you end up at a fake website that the scammers created. Never call any number they give you. Never go to any site they send you to. Never click on any link that they send you. If you ever do receive a suspicious call or a text or an email or a message, here's what you should do. First, hang up, or simply ignore the message, or if it's a text or an email, delete it. Do not click on any link or attachment. Second, tell someone you know and trust about what just happened. They can help you stay calm and avoid doing something foolish. And what do you do if you have been scammed? I'll tell you that in 60 seconds.
Support for Rick Edelman's podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Meet Henry, an everyday person who enjoys reading science fiction, keeping in shape at the gym, and spending time with family. He also participates in Progress by investing in a fund that supports innovative ideas. Invesco QQQ ETF allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Anyone can become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you have been scammed, brace yourself for a long and difficult process. Don't blame yourself. Criminal behavior is not your fault. These things happen to all of us at one time or another. But make sure you stop all contact with the scammer. Don't talk to them. Don't respond to their messages. When you get scammed, scammers put your name on a list, and they sell that list to other scammers. People who have been scammed once are likely to get scammed again. And the most common way? The new scammer calls you to say, "Hey, we know you got scammed. We can help you recover your money." And then they ask you for more money to get their services. And bam, you've just been scammed again. So if you have been scammed, immediately notify whatever organization was being impersonated. If the scammer says they were with your bank, call your bank. If they said they were with the brokerage firm where you have accounts, call that brokerage firm. If they say they were with your credit card company, call, or your employer's HR department, or your mortgage lender, call them. If they say, for example, they were from the Social Security Administration, call that agency's Office of Inspector General. The link to that, by the way, is in the show notes. Then call all three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and add a fraud alert to your credit report. And then change all your passwords everywhere. And be sure to use a different password for each of your accounts, apps, and your website. The electronic age has made life so much better for us in so many ways, but it's also given new opportunities for scammers. So we've got to be on our guard. On tomorrow's show, Joe Biden says inflation is tamed. Why then is he complaining about shrinkflation?
Increased awareness and actionable intelligence about the forces that are shaping our world.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.